Hello and welcome to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association, where we feature stories about projects and programs that are improving Michigan's wonderful downtowns. I am Annette Knowles, your hostess for today, and with me is Tracy Tucker, the Economic Enhancement Director for Flint Township. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We're really excited to hear about your Pick It Up, Make a Difference Saturdays. So I'd like to just get started. So you're mentioning volunteers. Who are these volunteers? Are they mainly community members? I know you mentioned some organizations. So where are these folks coming from?
So we've had just a great response from all over. We had National Honor Society students, we've had church groups, we've had businesses like HAP, Health Alliance Plan. There was Northgate, who is a company that's in our area. Let me think, what did I already say? Church groups. We have church groups from some of the churches that are in the areas where we were doing cleanup. And then we've just had, oh, neighborhood associations. We had some people coming from those community watch groups, just whoever wanted to come. And we basically advertised it on Facebook, basically.
Wow. So it sounds like, it's a community coming together. That's really awesome. What costs have been associated with the program?
So, because we're using social media as much as possible, the costs have been minimal. Genesee County has a group called the Mott Foundation. I don't know how many of you've heard of that, but the Mott Foundation has a program called Keep Genesee County Beautiful. So, we were able to get gloves for the workers and also the trash bags for the workers through them at no cost. Then we also, like I said, use social media, which is basically free. However, we did do some boosting on the ads themselves. And I think I ended up spending around $150 for boosting for all 5 weeks. So not a high cost.
Wow, and the in-kind contributions from your partner sounds very significant, in that it also helped bring your partners in the area to the effort as well. So Tracy, tell me, how much time, effort, did you expend to put this program on?
So the biggest job I had on it, and which most of your economic development directors in the other areas would probably have time in, would be basically the marketing, getting the flyers ready, doing the postings, things like that. Also, oh, I forgot, we did purchase little the 18 by 24 signs that stick in the ground that say, pick it up, you can make a difference. So there was a cost for that. But creating those signs, because I do all the graphics for them and all that as well. And then I have go on a Saturday. Our trustee Barb Burt is basically running those days. However, I've went a couple times and helped her at least get it started, get people checked in. Overall, for the five events, I don't know, maybe an hour a week I spend doing the postings and the marketing stuff. And then actually, the startup probably took the longest, just designing the flyers and the signage and getting the signage. That probably took maybe 3 or 4 hours total. So I'm pretty quick at that stuff because I've done a lot of it. So maybe overall in the entire entirety, probably 10 to 12 hours total for five events. That's not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. So it sounds like there's minimal effort, so to speak, for maximum participation and response from the public. That's really a great side effect, so to speak, of this kind of program.
Yeah, I've really been surprised. We've had the least we've had show up, I think, was 13. And then we had one weekend where we had like 30 or more show up. So we've had a really good response.
So what other benefits have kind of derived out of this program?
I guess I'd have to think on that, you know, other than the obvious that everything looks better when you don't have garbage laying around. There was some unintended or I guess unforeseen good reactions that we received, and also a coming together of the community, I guess you would say, that we didn't foresee this as being something that we didn't really see this as something that would bring the community together so much as it has. I mean, we thought we'd have volunteers, and yeah, that's great. It's hard. It's always hard to get volunteers. So we were hoping to get a few, but we saw companies, you know, wanting to participate, the National Honor Society wanting to participate, church groups wanting to participate. And then they come and they all work together and they talk to one another, and it brings them together around a common goal, which is good. But we've also had tremendous response on the social media aspect. And, you know, I've had groups contact me to invite me to their page so that they get our postings that they wouldn't necessarily get. So that's been good. It's grown our Facebook page as well with people, with the likes of from people. So that'll get our message out for other events in the future. So it's helped in other ways that we didn't really think of when we were originally doing this. Because, I mean, we were focused on the one goal, cleaning up the community and making it look great and building a better atmosphere for the residents who live here and the people that visit.
Did this work happen?
Right. So Flynn Township, for those of your listeners that don't know, we are located just west of the city of Flint. We are located where I-75, I-69, and US 23 come together. Bristol Road, where the airport is in our community. Miller Road is our community. And so is Corona Road, which is also US 21. And then we have Linden Road, which is the main north-south road. That's a huge retail area as well. So you're right. We don't have a downtown per se. So, but our big visitation area is Miller Road, Corona Road area, Linden Road area. And we also have a trail that runs through there. It's the Genesee Valley Trail that actually runs from downtown city of Flint, where at the North Bank there, all the way out to our community. We had our first cleanup was around Genesee Valley Center, which is a regional shopping center. We did some cleanup around where the old Sears store used to be. And then the next week we did our trail about 2 miles, I think. So they did a lot of work that day. And then we did Ballinger and Miller Road, which is by the Miller I-75 exchange. And then we did a cleanup last week was on another section of area that's residential that's next to the Genesee Valley Center. And then next week we're doing a road called Dutcher Street, which connects it goes all the way to Miller Road to Corona Road, but it the section they're particularly looking at goes from US 21, which is, or I mean M21, which is Corona Road down to Lennon Road. So it was a variety of areas. So everybody, whichever one they're close to, you know, we invited them to come out and work at them.
Well, that's really, it's broad based then and addressed community commercial areas and it looks like maybe some of the recreational areas as well.
Yeah, it basically takes in residential, commercial, and recreational, because all those areas I talked about, with the exception of Miller and Ballinger, all have residential areas that abut them. So we're trying to clean up the areas where, you know, these people live.
Sure. So what plans do you have to repeat this program in the future? I know you've mentioned your fifth week is kind of closing out for spring. Is this something that you can duplicate again or have intention to do it again?
Yeah, when we basically when we did our signage and all that, we didn't put any dates on them just so that we could reuse them because that really was our biggest cost. And so we will be able to reuse those. There's really no cost to the social media aspect. So if we decide to do more, we will. It basically, if the trustee Vert decides to continue, we've looked at maybe doing one or two Saturdays a month through the summer for areas if they get bad again, or if we find another area that people want to get cleaned up, we can do that. And we've also put out there on our social media posts that if you have an area and you have a group that would like to do something to it, do some cleanup there, that we will post it for them and try to get them more volunteers out to help them. We're trying to let the community take ownership of the project as well.
Yeah. So you kind of started out and hopefully it flourishes and other folks will take matters into their own hands, so to speak. Any advice for anyone who might want to replicate this program in their own community?
And you want to do some cleanup, go ahead. And she's like, I'm going to clean up whether they show up or not. So if you can get somebody like that, you know, and what we've told people, hey, look, if you want to come out for a half hour, come out for a half hour. If you want to come out for the full 2 hours, come out for the full 2 hours. If you want to clean a little bit after we're done, you can do that too. Do something. And that's the big thing. Just do something. You can make a difference, even if it's with one small, you know, bag of stuff. It doesn't even have to be a huge trash bag. If you see a little bit of something on your own local street or around your house, pick it up. So that's really what we're trying to get out there. But like I said, the biggest thing is you have to have somebody who's committed to helping you with it because you can't do it all.
Having that lead person that is reliable and is present is, I think, really important to the effort. Tracy, is there anything that you'd like to share that I didn't ask you?
I can't think of anything other than if somebody would like to find out more about the event, they can go on our at Flint Township Events Facebook page. That's FLINTTWPEVENTS. And they can get more information there, or they can go to our website, flinttownship.org.
Thank you, Tracy, for giving us the lowdown on Pick It Up. You Can Make a Difference and Clean Up Saturdays. We really appreciate the time you took to share your story with us.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me. It's been fun. Thanks.
Well, you've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. Thank you and see you next time.